כן. طيب الله يبارك بكم خلونا نكمل let us continue بارك الله فيكم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين والله تعالى أسأل أن يرزقنا جميعا حسن النية كنا في الدروس الماضية تكلمنا عن أشياء من المعاملات. You know that in the previous classes, the previous days also, we talked about different types of transactions. الآن في هذه الحصة ننتقل إن شاء الله للكلام عن النفقة. In this session, let us start talking about the support. يجب على الشخص المسير نفقة أصوله المعسرين الشخص الذي عنده ما يزيد عن حاجته يجب عليه أن ينفق على أصوله المعسرين الذين ليس عندهم ما يسد حاجاتهم الأصلية It is an obligation upon the solvent person, the one that has more than his basic needs, to support his poor ancestors. Which means if his ancestors do not have anything to meet their basic needs, then he is obligated to support them. والمقصود الأصول من جهة الأب ومن جهة الأم. What is meant by the ancestors here are the ancestors from both sides, the father's side and the mother's side. فإذا كان أبوه وأمه فقيرين يجب عليه أن ينفق عليهما. So if وهو موسر. So if both his father and his mother are poor, and he is solvent, he needs to support them. طيب إن كان جده أبو أبيه فقيرا والجد ليس عنده أولاد ينفقون عليه ماتوا لكن عنده ولد الولد ولد الولد هذا عليه أن ينفق عليه إذا كان الحفيد موسرا والجد معسرا Now, if one has a grandfather or a grandmother, that is poor, this grandfather does not have children. They died, all of them, to support him. In this case, the grandchild has to support the grandfather if the grandchild is solvent. كذلك لو كان عنده جد جدي جد فقير وليس هناك موسر وهو موسر وليس هناك من ينفق على هذا الأصل إلا هو ينفق عليه. Likewise, if he has a great great grandfather that is poor and he is solvent and there is no one else among the relatives of this ancestor that is obligated to support him, then he has to do it. قد يصير هذا يعني this might occur. هلا إن كان الأب ليس عنده مال يكفيه لكن الوالد إن كان ليس عنده مال يكفيه لكنه قادر على العمل لو أراد أن يعمل فهو قادر على العمل وعلى الكسب أن يكسب الكفاية ولا يريد لا يعمل هل على الولد نفقته أم الولد له أن يترك الإنفاق عليه لأن الأصل قادر على الكسب؟ الجواب أن نفقته على الولد في هذه الحال. يعني لو كان الأصل قادرا على الكسب تبقى النفقة على الولد القادر. The child has to support his parent, whether the parent, the solvent child has to support his poor parent, whether the parent is able to work, he can work, he finds a job, a suitable job or not, which means if the father, for example, does not work, if he wants to work, he is able to do that and he can find a suitable job with a good salary. But he does not do it and he does not have any other income. He does not have enough belongings to be not poor. So he is poor, but if he works, he wouldn't be poor. But now he is poor and he is not working. The son is solvent. Still the son is obligated to support his father. He does not tell his father, you can work, go and find yourself a job, I will not support you. He has to support him. كذلك على الأصل نفقة فروعه إذا أعسروا وعجزوا عن الكسب ما قدروا على الكسب. الوالد عليه أن ينفق على أولاده إذا كانوا معسرين ولا يستطيعون الكسب، إما لكونهم صغار السن أو لزمانة أو لكون المرض مثلا كسرهم، انتهى، هؤلاء لا يستطيعون العمل بعد ذلك، لا يستطيعون الكسب. لجنون مثلا أو لجنون، ليس عندهم مال يكفيهم ولا يستطيعون الكسب. Likewise, the father has to support, the father, the parent has to support his children. If they are poor, they do not have enough belongings to meet the basic needs. If they are poor and they cannot work to sustain themselves, whether because they are little children, because they are insane, or because they are unable to work out of sickness, like a sickness that remains, so always they will be like that. فإذا كان الولد، أما إذا كان الولد بالغا فقيرا لكنه غير عاجز عن الكسب، ما كسره المرض وليس مجنونا، فلا يجب على الوالد نفقته. Now if the child is pubescent, he can work, he has the physical ability to work and acquire his basic needs, but he is poor for one reason or another. The child is poor, he is not sick in a permanent way that prevents him from acquiring his basic needs. He is not insane, but he is poor and pubescent. In this case, the parent is not obligated to support the child. In other terms, it is not a personal obligation upon the parent to support the child. ولا فرق في ذلك في هذا الحكم والذي قبله، لا فرق بين الولد إن كان ذكرا أو أنثى. In this judgment, in relation to this judgment and the one before it, there is no difference if the child is a male or a female. يعني إذا كان الأب فقيرا وعنده ثلاثة أولاد موسرون ذكر وأنثيان، يشترك الثلاثة في الإنفاق على الأب. Which means if the father is a poor one having three children, a male and two females, and the three of them are solvent, then the three of them, they share supporting their father. So it is an obligation upon the three of them in equal amounts. كذلك إذا بلغت الأنثى وهي قادرة على العمل فإن نفقتها لا تكون واجبة فرض عين على أبيها، لا تعود واجبة وجوبا عينيا على أبيها. If another example, if a female becomes pubescent and she is physically able to work but she is poor, then it is not a personal obligation upon her father to support her anymore. حتى لو كان الأب محتاجا للمال لنفقته لحاجاته الأصلية والولد دون البلوغ وليس والأب فقير، فله أن يأخذ من مال ولده ولو كان الولد دون البلوغ ما يكفيه. Even if the child is not pubescent, and by one way or another, the child has some money, he owns some money. The father is poor, the child has an extra amount of money, then the father is entitled to take from his child's money enough to support himself for the basic needs. والمقصود بالنفقة التي نتكلم عنها القوت والإدام والكسوة والسكنة. Now the support that we are talking about refers to the staple food like bread, the food which is eaten with it, like usually, in the usual way, what's cooked, yani, something cooked, eaten with the bread, for example. Clothes and a shelter. ولا يجب على الولد أن يؤمن لوالديه مسكنا فخما بل اللائق بهما. It is not an obligation upon the child to provide his parents with a fancy house. He provides them with what is suitable for them. نفس الشيء بالنسبة للطعام واللباس. The same thing applies for food and clothing. والواجب عليه مقدار من الطعام يشبعهما أصل الشبع، يوصلهما إلى أصل الشبع. وكذلك بالنسبة وكذلك الوالد بالنسبة لولده. And when we talk about an amount of food in this context, we are talking about the amount of food that makes one feels full. Not what is on top of that. ليس الزيادة على ذلك. أصل الشبع. فإن أهمل الشخص الإنفاق على أبيه أو أمه الفقيرين على أبيه وأمه الفقيرين أو أهمل الوالد الإنفاق على ولده الفقير فقد وقع في الإثم. If the child neglects supporting his poor parents, or the parent neglects support his poor child when the support is an obligation upon him, one is sinful by that. ومن جملة النفقة التي للأب تزويجه إن ماتت الأم وكان محتاجا للزواج. Among the support that the child supports with it his poor father is to cover the expenses of him getting married if the father's wife dies and the father needs to get married. If his wife dies and he needs to get married because he fears to commit sins if he does not get married. In this case, if the father is poor and the child is solvent, the child has to support his father with that. بعض الناس إذا أراد والدهم الزواج يعكرون قلبه يمنعونه من ذلك. Some people, if their father wants to marry after the death of their mother or his wife, they prevent him from doing that. They make him sad, really sad. They act in a bad way. كثيرا من الأحيان يفعلون هذا حتى لا يشاركهم أحد في الإرث. هذا الذي يفكرون فيه واحد زيادة في الإرث. Many times they do that so the inheritors wouldn't be one or more plus. That's what they think about. Sometimes this is what they think about. They are not allowed to do that. Rather they need to help him. ويجب على الزوج نفقة زوجته الممكنة من نفسها لها. It is an obligation also upon the husband to support his wife that does not to support his wife that makes herself available to him. For him. For. That makes herself available for him. يعني إذا كانت الزوجة غير ناشز ما خرجت من البيت بغير إذنه. إذا كانت الزوجة لا تمنعه نفسها. إذا أراد جماعها لا تمنعه بغير عذر. في هذه الحال يجب عليه الإنفاق عليها. So if the wife did not leave his house without his permission. Sometimes the wife leaves the house and she goes out for a certain time. a few days, a few months, without the permission of the husband. If the wife does not, if she makes herself available for him, which means she does not prevent him from having sexual intercourse with her without an excuse, then the husband has to support his wife. وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مَرِيضَةً أَوْ كَافِرَةً. Even if she is sick or a non-Muslim wife. يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ إِذَا كَانَ غَنِيًّا أَنْ يُعْطِيَهَا فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مُدَّانِ مِنْ غَالِبِ قُوتِ الْبَلَدِ. في هذا البلد القمح. He has to give her every day two mud of wheat of the most common staple crop, most common staple food. In this area, it is the wheat. So he has to do that every day. كل يوم بطلوع الفجر يجب لها ذلك. Every day by the appearance of the dawn, she has this right on him. وعليه أن يخبز هذا القمح لها يعني. And he needs to prepare this wheat for her by baking it. يعني لا يعطيها القمح ويقول لها تدبري نفسك أنت خبزي. He doesn't give her the wheat and tell her you manage how to make it bread. He needs to afford her with the bread. He needs to make it in bread. وإن كان متوسط الحال فمد ونصف. If he was a medium, I don't know how to say it. Let me continue. وَإِنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا فَمُدْ. If he is poor, then he has to give her one mud every day. If he is in between, not rich and not poor, in between, then one and a half mud every day. وَمِنَ الْإِدَامِ مَا يَأْكُلُهُ أَمْثَالُهُ. Now with this food, with this sweet, he needs to give her what is eaten usually with the bread, the things that are eaten usually by people like him in his status. هذا يختلف باختلاف البلد واختلاف الفصل. As you know, this differs from one country to another and from one season to another. فإن اختلفا في مقدار الإدام يقدره القاضي باجتهاده. If they disagree about the quantity of the food, الإدام, the food which is eaten with bread, or what it would be, then the judge rules about that. ويجب لها كسوة كسوة هذا الفصل الذي هي فيه. He has to afford her also with one set of clothes for this season. يعني كسوة واحدة للصيف ثم إذا جاء الشتاء فكسوة ثم إذا جاء الصيف فكسوة ثم إذا جاء الشتاء فكسوة وهكذا. So he needs to provide her with one set of clothes for that is enough to cover her awra and to protect her from either heat or cold. One set for the summer, and when the winter comes, another set. Then when the summer comes, one set. When the winter comes, one set, and so on. وأيضا ما تنظف به نفسها. Also he needs to provide her with what she cleans herself with. مثل الصابون مثلا, like soap, for example, or what takes its place. Again, this varies from one country to another, from one area to another. وفراش تنام عليه. He needs to provide her with a not bed, with something that she sleeps on. ومخدة. And a pillow. وجورب إن كان البلد يحتاج إلى الجورب. Socks, if it is needed, depending on the area, the weather, and the weather. وبساط يوضع على الأرض يقي من ضرر الحر والبرد. Like a rag, something that she would put, a mat that would be put on the ground to protect her from the heat and the cold, from the harm of the heat and the harm of the cold. وإن احتاجت إلى لحاف لتتغطى به أيضا يأتيها باللحاف. If she needs شو اللحاف, what do you call it, a comforter, something with what she covers herself when sleeping, blanket. Well, what is enough for her if she needs that, if there is a need for that. يعني غطاء الصيف غير غطاء الشتاء, أليس كذلك؟ The cover of the summer differs from the cover needed in the winter. وقد يصلح الغطاء الواحد للفصلين. And sometimes the same cover might be suitable for the two seasons. في الماضي أهل هرر كانوا هذا الرداء الذي يضعه الواحد هو الذي يتغطى به عند النوم في الصيف والشتاء. In the past, the people in Harar, you know this rida that they put on the shoulders, they used to cover themselves with it when they slept, in the summer and the winter. That would be enough for them. لحظة بس. وأيضا ما تنظف به ثيابها. he needs to get her what she cleans her her clothes with. ومسكن يليق بها. Also, he needs to provide her with a shelter suitable for her. ولا يجب أن يعطيها ما يزيد عما أوجبه الشرع عليه. It is not an obligation to give her anything more than what the religion made an obligation upon him. حدا سأل كان بده عنده اتفضلي. لا هذا بيبقى إلا أن يتلف. على الكل كل على حسب حاله. يعني نوعية الأكل مثلا تختلف، بس بده يجيب له شيء مع الخبز، ما خبز بس بطعميها، ولو تحتاج شيئا آخر يعني لابد أن يأتيها بشيء آخر معه كعادة أمثاله. إيه خالد؟ Yeah, if they agree on something other than what was mentioned, it's okay. No problem. تفضل. لا يجب أن ينفق عليها.
أخ الأب إذا كان فقير ما عنده
أولاد. هاي من بآخر الحصة لو سمحت محمد.
إيه رأيك؟
ايش يعني؟ أليس أعطاها هذا؟ كفى. تفضلي. No, one set for summer, one set for winter. How does she wash it, you are asking? I'll ask, inshallah. Sometimes she can wash it, stay at home until it dries. Well, she can manage. I will ask. لا لا ما شرط حتى يعني الخبز لو ما شرط يعني قد يشتري خالص لها. الذي لا يجد حاجاته الأصلية هذا الفقير. هذا الفقير هلا بحكي. تفضل. فرض عين؟ لا، مش فرض عين، يعني ما بينتركوا يضيعوا، لابد أن يقوم المسلمون بكفايتهم، إن لم يقم غيره بكفايتهم هو يكفيهم، لا يتركون للضياع. بس مش مثل الوالد فرض عليه بالأصل. تفضلي. Yeah, this is his father. Yeah, he gives his father enough for that. Uh, when we talk about a poor person, it is, we are talking about someone who is considered according to the rules of the religion poor. So not like some people in different countries. They have a house, they have a car. Well, it's not a fancy car. They have a car, they have a TV, they have a washing machine. They have, I don't know what, a fridge. They carry, they have maybe 5 sets of clothes, 10 sets of clothes, and they consider themselves poor. This is not what we are talking about. Poor means he does not have a shelter, for example, a suitable shelter. He cannot afford a suitable shelter, or he cannot afford something to wear and to cover his awra with, to protect him from the heat or the cold, or he doesn't find food in a way that he feels full. He doesn't find food to eat. He cannot afford food to eat. This is what we are talking about. Like that, this is what is, or someone who is in need to get married and he is unable to get married. This is what we are talking about when we talk about a poor person. He is unable to get married. He doesn't have enough money to get married. This is what we are talking about. Not like some people. Yeah. Well, you have a car and you say you don't have enough to eat, go and sell your car and eat. You have 3 sets of clothes for the summer, go and sell one and eat. Don't say, I don't find food to eat. You do. You are not considered poor because of that. Religiously talking, okay, to be clear about it. Faddal Hajj. والمسكين يعني نعم 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 مراد الفقير والمسكين تفضل بها. No. We are talking about his parents, not the nursing parents.
فإن تزوج الرجل أكثر من امرأة يجب عليه أن يعدل بين زوجاته في النفقة الواجبة وفي المبيت. If someone marries more than one woman, then he needs to treat them in an equal way in what pertains to the obligatory support and staying at night. يعني لا ينفق على إحداهن النفقة الواجبة والأخرى لا ينفق عليها. For example, he does not support one of them, the obligatory support, and neglects the other one. أما لو أنفق عليهما النفقة الواجبة على الاثنتين ثم أعطى واحدة زيادة على ذلك يجوز. Now if he supports both of them, the obligatory support, and gives one of them something more, it is permissible. كذلك إذا بات عند هذه ليلة لابد أن يبيت عند الأخرى ليلة. Likewise, if he spends one night with this one, he needs to spend another night with the other one.
أو هنا ليلتين يبيت عند الأخرى ليلتين. Or if he chooses to do it two by two, so if he spends here two nights, he needs to spend with the other one two nights. بعض الناس لا يسوي بين الزوجات. Some people do not, if they marry more than one, if they have more than one wife, they do not treat them in an equal way in what pertains to the obligatory things. أحيانا يهمل إحداهن بالمرة. Sometimes he neglects one of them totally. لا يبيت عندها مثلا. For example, he does not sleep at her house at all. He does not spend the night with her at all. After he marries another one, he neglects the first, for example. Or he does not spend any more on her. He does not support her. He is sinful for that. He is sinful for that. لكن إن رضيت إحدى زوجته إحدى الزوجتين تنازلت عن دورها له أن يترك المبيت عندها. Now if one of the two wives tells him, it's okay with me if you do not spend the night with me, I don't mind, then he would not be sinful if he does not do that. أو أسقطت الزوجة عن الزوج نفقتها عند ذلك لا يجب عليه الإنفاق عليها. Or if the wife tells the husband, it's okay with me if you do not spend on me, I relieve you from this obligation, then it would not be an obligation upon him to support her. لكن في الأمرين متى ما أرادت ترجع عن كلامها. But in the two matters, whenever she wants, she can say, I want you now to support me, or I want now that you spend the night with me in equal ways. I want that. She can do that whenever she wants. وعندما نقول يمضي الليل معها عندها في بيتها ليس معناه يجب على الرجل أن يمضي كل الليل من أوله إلى آخره. لا. When we say to spend the night with her, it does not mean that he has to spend the whole night from al-Maghrib to al-Fajr with her. No. لو مكث عندها مثلا مدة ثم أمضى بقية الليل في المسجد يجوز. If he spends with her a part of the night and then the rest of the night he spends it in the mosque, it is permissible. وإن كان له زوجتان, if he has two wives, لا يدخل في النهار إلى بيتي التي ليس دورها اليوم إلا لحاجة ولا في الليل إلا لضرورة أشد من الحاجة. Now if he has two wives, he does not enter the house of let's say he has two wives and now today is the turn of one of them. During the day he does not enter the house of the other one except for a need, and during the night it's tighter. He is not entitled to enter her house except for a necessity. It is more tight during the night.
مثلا في النهار يدخل لرؤية بعض أولاده.
يجوز لحاجة. For example, during the day he can enter to see some of his children or one of his children there.
But during the night only for a necessity. ولا يشترط العدل بين الزوجات في المحبة القلبية.
It is not a must, it is not a condition to have the same amount of love for both wives.
لأن القلب ميل القلب ليس بيد الإنسان.
Because that the feelings that one have in his heart are not things that he can control.
إنما هو يستطيع أن يعدل في ما ذكرناه في المعاملة.
Yes, he can treat them in an equal way.
But in what pertains to his heart, he does not have a control over that.
الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يقسم بين نسائه فيعدل.
The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to treat his wives in an equal way.
وكان يقول اللهم هذا قسمي فيما أملك فلا تؤاخذني فيما تملك ولا أملك.
اللهم هذا قسمي فيما أملك فلا تؤاخذني فيما تملك ولا أملك.
So he used to say, اللهم هذا قسمي فيما أملك فلا تؤاخذني فيما تملك ولا أملك.
Which means, oh Allah, I am
which means I'm treating my wives in this way because this is something I can control.
So do not hold me responsible for what you control and I do not.
Which means his heart. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
هذا الحديث رواه أصحاب السنن. Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, An-Nasa'i and others narrated this hadith.
وقد أوصى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالإحسان إلى الزوجة.
The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told us to treat the wives in a good way.
قال استوصوا بالنساء خيرا فإنهن عوان عندكم.
عوان يعني مثل الأسير عندكم.
The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said استوصوا بالنساء خيرا فإنهن عوان عندكم.
Which means treat your wives in a good way.
They are like prisoners with you.
رواه الترمذي وغيره. This hadith is narrated by الترمذي and others.
وقال أيضا استوصوا بالنساء خيرا فإنهن خلقن من ضلع أعوج.
يعني لو حصل من المرأة ما يضايقك
اصبر عليها واستوصي بها خيرا. He also said, استوصوا بالنساء خيرا فإنهن خلقن من ضلع أعوج. Which means, treat your wives in a good way. And it implies be patient with them, because they were created from a curved rib, which means Hawa was created from that, which implies even if they act not as they should, be patient with them and treat them in a good way. لا تؤذوهن ولا تقصروا في حقوقهن. Do not hurt them and do not fall short in fulfilling their rights. والذي وأحسن المؤمنين يعني وأحسن الناس معاملة لزوجاته يكون أحسن المؤمنين. And the one who treats his wife or his wives the best, this would be the best among the believers. هذه علامة, this is a sign. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال خيركم لأهله أي لزوجته وأنا خيركم لأهله. خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهله. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, the best among you is the one who treats the best his wife or wives. And I am among you the one who treats his wives the best. He said about himself. صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا الحديث رواه البخاري. This hadith is narrated by البخاري. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يعامل زوجاته أحسن من أي زوج. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to treat his wives better than any husband. كان يأتي عندما يخرج من حيث بات كان يأتي إلى باب هذه لا يدخل لكن يأتي إلى الباب يسلم عليها ثم يأتي إلى باب الأخرى يسلم عليها وهكذا يدور عليهن يسلم عليهن. When he used to get out, he used to come to the door of the room of one of them and says as-salam to her, then to another one, then to another one. He wouldn't enter, but he would stand at the door and say assalamu alaykum ahla al-bayti wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is how he used to greet them. Assalamu alaykum ahla al-bayti wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With this sentence. It is assalamu alaykum, O you who are the inhabitant of this place. May Allah have mercy on you and Allah bless you. يعني الواحد منا يقدر أي فرح يحصل لكل منهن عند ذلك. So you know how much she would be happy when the Prophet used to do that with her. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام علمنا أن نتواضع مع أهلنا. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام taught us to be humble with our wife or wives. لأن التواضع خلق محمود, because humbleness is a good trait. Yeah, a good trait. وأن نخالف في ذلك أنفسنا, and not to go with what with our bad inclinations go. Not to act according to our bad inclinations. لأن النفس تحب الترفع, because usually we have in ourselves a bad inclination towards acting in an arrogant way. In an arrogant way. حتى لو أن الرجل خدم نفسه وزوجته في البيت بدل أن ينتظر أن تخدمه هي, فهذا أفضل له. To a point that if the husband he takes care of the issues of the house, so he helps his wife and he takes care of the issues of the house, this is better than waiting for her to do that. This is better for him. He gets rewards for that. This is not a bad thing. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يحلب شاته بيده. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to milk the sheep that he owned with his hands, to milk the sheep. Sheep, the P. Milk. To milk the sheep that he owned. And he wouldn't tell one of his wives to do it. Please do it. He wouldn't. He would do it himself. صلى الله عليه وسلم. وكان يتولى خدمة البيت بنفسه. He used to take care of his house himself, or of where he inhabits himself. وكان يرقع ثوبه هو. He used to sew his dress himself. He patched. He used to patch his clothes.
Patch?
He used to patch his clothes himself. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ يَخِيطُ نَعْلَهُ بِنَفْسِهِ. And he used to repair his shoes himself. ويرفع دلوه. كان هو بنفسه يجلب الماء من البئر. And himself he used to bring the water from the well. والله أعلم كان يكنس بيته بنفسه أم لا. لكن لو فعل إنسان ذلك فلا عيب في هذا. لكن ما ورد في السيرة. And Allah knows if he used to clean the house himself or not. But if someone does that, if a man, a husband does that, that would be good. But it was not narrated. So we do not know precisely about this issue. ثم إن كان للرجل أكثر من زوجة ولم يعدل بينهن, إن كان له زوجتان مثلا ولم يعدل بينهما, يأتي يوم القيامة وشقه مفلوج, له شق مفلوج لا يتحرك. the person who does not, if one has two wives and he does not treat them both as he is ordered by al-Shara', so he does not treat them equally, as we explained, on the day of judgment he will have he would have one of his sides, it is half of him, paralyzed. He would be unable to move it. Next stroke. Well, you know what I mean. وبقي أمران أن القابلة إذا كانت المرأة تلد القابلة أجرتها على من؟ على الزوج أو على المرأة؟ المالكية قالوا على الزوج، الشافعية لا نعرف لهم كلاما في المسألة، لكن المالكية تكلموا فيها وقالوا الأجرة على الزوج. Now, if the woman wants to give birth, the salary of the midwife, is it upon the husband or the wife? The Maliki scholars said the husband has to pay it. The Shafi'is did not talk, as far as I know, they did not talk about this issue. But the Malikis mentioned this issue and they said that the husband has to pay it. وَأَمْرٌ آخَرٌ Another thing. في مذهب الشافعية تنظيف البيت والطبخ وما شابه ليس على المرأة. In the Shafi'i school, the wife does not have to make the bread, make the dough, and then bake it, etc., for her family. She does not have to clean the house. She does not have to clean the shul. She does not have to clean the furniture. She is not obligated to do that. في مذهب مالك عليها ذلك. In the Maliki school, she needs to do it. It's on her. إلا أن تكون ذات شرف مثلها لا يفعل هذا عادة. Except if she is among a family that the female of her family do not do that usually. They have a social status that they do not do this usually. يعني عندهم تفصيل. They have details about this issue. I don't want to go further about it. In the Shafi'i school, she does not have to do that. في مذهب الشافعية ليس عليها ذلك. وإن كان مثلها يخدم في بيت أهلها والزوج مستطيع قادر فعليه إخدامها إن طلبت ذلك. If the habit of her family that she would be served, yani in her family house, when she was with her family, living with her family, she is served usually. There are servants that serve her. If she asks for one, and the husband is able to provide that, he has to do it. It is an obligation upon him to do it. So this is among the obligatory support that he has to afford. If this is her habit in her family's, in her parents' house, and if he is able to do that, and if she asks for it. A servant can mean someone who works like that for a salary, and it can mean someone bought, for a slave bought for that. According to Al-Shafi'i. Yeah, I didn't want to go in further details about in the Maliki school. Okay, let us stop here for now, and we will continue, inshallah ta'ala, in the next session. Ahad lahu su'al, do you have questions? Yeah.
If a woman...
No. If the woman has a lot of debts, then she get married, the husband does not have to assist her in paying back the debts.
Also, I'm asking this question on behalf of one
Go ahead.
Who is Hanafi. Is it the same in the Hanafi school, do you know?
I do not remember. Wafiq. Go ahead, Shahid. Yeah, some things in the house, in the Hanafi school, she takes care of them. Yes. Go ahead. One woman has one?
One turn for the husband. Like she asked him that tonight you'll stay with me. What if the husband has only one home and two wives? Does he ask the other wife to leave?
So you are talking about someone who is married to two wives.
Two wives.
And where do they live?
In the same house as him.
So in that shelter, in that house, they do not have like two kitchens,
no,
two bathrooms separated, yani. It's one.
Yeah, just one house.
One house. And both of them, they live there.
Yeah.
And they accepted that?
I'm guessing so, yeah.
Okay, if they accept it, then why does he need to tell someone to go out?
So it's okay for her to be there when he's spending time with the other wife?
Yeah, well, they accept it to be together, then they need to cope with that. Tfaddal, Hash. If any of them does not accept, he needs to provide her with a separated home. Another
نفقة الواجبة ترفع عن الأب ببلوغ الصبي ولو كان غني الأب يعني مجرد ما يصير الصبي بالغ.
نعم.
ترفع عنه نفقة الواجبة.
نعم.
أوكي. بارك الله.
وفيك. تفضل. يلا يلا. أيوة. أما إذا أسقطت هي يجوز له
أن يدخل
إذا أسقطت دورها يجوز له
لا مش إذا أسقطت دورها
لكن
يعني هو ليس عليه أن يدخل في غير دورها لحاجة أو لدخل.
أصدق بإذنها
إيه يعني إذا ترضى إذا كانت
عرفت غير إذا رضيت غير صاحبة الدور إذا رضيت صاحبة الدور بلى دخل إلى غير صاحبة الدور برضا صاحبة الدور حاجم بلى هذا سؤالك إذا
يعني هي اللي ما دورها ترضى انه اذا دخل
اللي
التي ليس دوره عندها
زمان
اليوم التي ليس دورها
ما بيأثر هي بيضاها وعدم بيضاها بدك تطلع عريضة لصاحبة الدوب.
طيب السؤال الثاني
كمل حاجة.
السؤال الثاني بالنسبة لل
السؤال لإلكن ولا لإله هو أخذ جواب سؤاله
بالنسبة أنه على المبيد إذا كان متزوج اثنتين. طيب إذا كان عنده زوجة واحدة هل له أن يبيت خارج البيت متى شاء؟
إيه
ما عليه مصر.
لا الشخص إذا كان عنده زوجة ثم أراد أن يبيت ليلة أو ليلتين خارج البيت ما فيها حرج. If someone has a wife, then he wants to spend one or two nights outside the house. There is no problem in that. He does not have to take her permission. It is good to treat her in a good way. But we are talking about, is it an obligation? It is not an obligation. No, it is good to tell her, to let her know. So, I'm going out for a couple of days. I'm busy in doing this, for example, etc. But it is not an obligation to take her permission. Wafiq, تفضل إدانا.
قلت انه اذا عنده بنت بالغه بس
يعني the relation what I say that many people are used for other scale if you want another scale as another standard many people they are used to other standards concerning the relations between the husband and the wife. They need to look to the relation among themselves that it is a relation of cooperation. They cooperate each other to do the deeds that Allah Ta'ala ordered them to do. They need to live together in a way that the way that they think they need to think that we need to cooperate together from both sides. Cooperate means from both sides together. Cooperate does not mean that I put a target and I'm going towards it regardless of the people who are walking with me. No, we put together a common target and we agree how to reach to it. That is much easier for everyone. It does not mean to hold someone back. If someone wants to do good deeds, it does not mean to hold him or her back. And it does not mean to be stubborn also. It needs a cooperation and understanding, respect, and for each one try to help the other person in reaching what each one. It's not that you need to help me always, I do not help you. Each one to help the other one to reach what the good goals that one wants to reach. It does not mean to have a fight. It's not a struggle together to get to a result. No. It is a cooperation between the two sides to become better, to get more reward, to benefit the Muslims more, to benefit ourselves more. This is how things need to go. Subhanallah, Sheikh Abdullah, if he's sitting with you and he wants to leave to go to his room, if he wants to go to the bathroom, he would be sitting with us, and then he would say, I'm going to the bathroom. So he lets you feel that he is concerned about you. Not just that this is his house, he acts however he wants. No, he would tell the people, I'm going to the bathroom, or I will take some rest. And even sometimes he would say, remain sitting, yani don't leave, I will take some rest and come back. Well, maybe it's much more easy for him if you leave. He doesn't tell you that. He does not tell you that. And yani, after he married, you could see how I don't know how to say it. How softly and how caring he is, and at the same time, he's doing what he needs to do. Like sometimes one of his wives would say, what do you think about this? And he would say, no. And then she might say something else, and then he would tell her, in the rules of the religion, what I'm saying is better. The judgment is, this is better. So we will seek what is better in the religion. And what can she say? That's it. Oh, this is how things go. And she starts to say that. This is what's better in the religion, and this is what we'll seek. I cannot answer this question. I don't. Inshallah, he is someone very, Shaykh, very energetic. Like if there are 10 people with him just to serve him at the moment, you would find the 10 of them doing things. So it's not easy to have a husband like Shaykh Abdullah. It's hectic. It is hectic. But still, he knows how to. So, it is a blessing, but it is hectic. And what I wanted to say, I forgot, there is something I wanted to say. And he is very patient. I assure you that there are things that most of us, I will not say all of us, maybe all of us, but I am sure that most of us would not bear one-tenth of them. And with the difference in status, with the difference in I will not go. And he is patient. Very, 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 very patient. Subhanallah. Tadbali.
What contract they used to get married, to make the marriage contract, in determining what the obligation of the woman is?
As I said, in some, there are a few differences. So, it depends on the case, yeah. What is the school that she or he is following? There are a few differences. تفضلي دانا.
شيخي إذا قلت إنه الوالد إذا كان عنده ولد أو بنت يعني بلغوا لكن لا يقدرون على الكسب وجب على الأب نفقتهم. حتى إذا البنت كانت مزوجة على الأب كمان ولا؟
لا، على الزوج.
حتى يعني إذا منه قادر، يعني إذا الزوج منه قادر معسر ولا يقدر على الكسب.
ترجع باجع، خليني برجع باجع.
سؤال تاني شيخي، نفس الشيء للمرأة اللي من يومين حكيت إنه إذا أب تبرأ يعني من ابن الزنا وجب على الأم النفقة
باللعان.
نعم. هل نفس الشيء هون يعني بينطبق على الأم اللي ذكرناه عن الوالد، لأنه هون صار النفقة على الأم
بالنسبة
لولد الزنا اللي
تنفق عليه، لكن يلزمها إن كانت مستطيعة يلزمها الإنفاق عليه
بنفس الشروط يعني
كمان إلى البلوغ، إلا إذا كان مجنونا أو نحو ذلك، نفس الشيء.
وآخر سؤال شيخي، بالنسبة قلت أنه عند مالك وعند الشافعي عن المرأة أنه شو تعمل بالبيت، بيتوقف على أي مذهب عقده أو
على حسب مذهب الشخص؟
مذهب الشخص
أي مذهب يتبع. إذا وصلت عند القاضي على حسب مذهب القاضي يحكم، إذا حكم القاضي انتهى. فيك تفضل حاج، يلا واصل. يلا
الاب اذا كان فقير وجب على الاب بعد ابوه. طيب اذا كان الاب يريد الزواج، حتى اذا ماتت الام ويزوجت بالام، اذا بعد عايشه بس مريضه مثلا او شيء،
ان كان يحتاج يعني. طيب ان كان يحتاج
والام بعد عايشه مريضه، هل هذا فرض على الاولاد ان يزوج به؟
اليس يحتاج؟ ويدور الامر مع الحاجه. يلا تفضلي واحدة منكم.
تزوجا
ينفق على أبيه وعلى زوجة أبيه، إذا اثنين إذا كان قادم.
الشيخ سمير، for the clothing in the summer and the winter, is it each year he has to get her the clothing?
Each season. For the summer, he gets her new clothing. For the winter, he gets her new clothing. Then for the summer, new clothing. And for the winter,
does that include shoes?
I did not ask.
If he doesn't do that, does it remain a debt on him?
Yeah, we'll get to that. We will talk about it, inshallah.
You said if the father كان محتاجا أن يتزوج، فالولد ينفق عليه ذلك. يعني شو بيدفع المهر؟ يعني
إذا ما يحتاج له للزواج.
المهر.
No, they don't have. They do not have to do a celebration. المهر. طيب بارك الله فيكم، خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We'll get back إن شاء الله at 3:30. بارك الله فيكم.